Idalia Deshawn's South Beach apartment is right next to the bay on the second floor.
We're going out onto my balcony,
where she has a prime view of the Miami skyline and the Intercontinental's Dancing Lady.
The sun will start setting, and it's so beautiful. The whole sky turns pink, and, you know, the sun is sort of, like, reflecting on the water, and all the sailboats are there, and then all of a sudden it gets dark, and she comes on, and it's like, ugh, there she is again.
With a water view like that, it's no surprise the west side of Deshawn's apartment is all windows. That means she can see the Dancing Lady from almost every room of her apartment.
You know, I recently had a baby, so even while I'm breastfeeding, I have to look at that 8-bit dancing stripper.
8-bit, as in a low-res graphic. Deshawn says people forget that Miami is full of families, and she feels the Dancing Lady promotes a stereotype of her city that doesn't represent its growing arts and culture scene. The Intercontinental recently held auditions to find new dancers for its building.
5, 6, 7, 8.
People auditioning had 1 minute to dance to Pitbull's hotel room service to prove they had the right moves for a 200-foot LED light display. Robert Hill is general manager at the Intercontinental. He says last year was one of the hotel's best in terms of occupancy.
It has been far more successful than I think we ever thought when we started the project. The exposure that we've gotten from it, the feedback, the comments, and when people are talking about your hotel, it's a good thing.
And speaking of exposure, the Dancing Lady wasn't the first female at the Miami end of the MacArthur Causeway to ruffle some feathers. In the 1950s, there was the Coppertone Girl, a suntanned toddler with a black cocker spaniel pulling down the back of her bathing suit, exposing her tan line and her bottom. She was first seen as a 30-foot-tall sign on Biscayne Boulevard. As the little dog pulled on the girl's swimsuit, the sign moved up and down, up.
I think a lot of people thought it was just an unbecoming entrance to Miami because...
Historian Paul George.
When you came off the MacArthur Causeway and you're heading south, it was right in your face.
George says there were a lot of churches in downtown Miami then, and several clergy and parishioners weren't too pleased about the Coppertone Girl. But, he says, attitudes shifted in the 60s as Miami and the country changed. As the original Dancing Lady also fades into Miami's history, at least one person will be sad to see her go. Last February, Tamara Oyarzabal's husband, they're now divorced, suffered a massive stroke. He was treated at Mount Sinai Hospital on Miami Beach, and his hospital room had a view of the Miami skyline.
She was my company because he, of course, was not able to speak or even conscious for a long time. So I do hold the Dancing Lady in a special place in my heart because she provided uplifting moments or at least a way to get away from all the beeping machines. I'd look over and I could rest my eyes there.
The new dancers, whose moves are now on the side of the Intercontinental Hotel, are Jay Marcos, Jessica Medeiros, and Jasmine Howell, two local dance teachers and a graduate of the New World School of the Arts. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.